It's now time for fireworks, and fireworks is brought to you with the kind compliments of West Indian Waterproofing. West Indian Waterproofing, remember, waterproofing means us. Give us a call today at 271-4933. Also, Rotoplastics Barbados Limited, manufacturers of the Tough Tank Water Storage Tank and your tank installation and maintenance specialist. Also, distributors of the Pentax Water Pump. Thank you for being a part of Fireworks. Remember, our guest today is, of course, the legend himself, Edwin Yearwood, the General. Week number two of Fireworks 2021 on VOB 92.9 FM. Remember, we are in Crop Over City. And we don't need to wait for them to officially launch or give word of the festival. We're right here, Crop Over City. We make it happen. Keeping Crop Over alive. Thanks for all the calls, all the messages. Everyone wanted to be a part of the program. And it's only the first week, so much more coming your way. Now, I recall in the 90s when they first started the Party Monarch, and it was held on East Coast Road. And of course, you know, Edwin was the man. He was winning. He was the champ. And one year in particular, someone says, but why they don't give it to someone else? That's what I said. Why you don't give it to someone else? And I was thinking about, why doesn't someone else take it? I think when you talk about giving it to someone else, it's to say, okay, are they just giving out Party Monarchs? Or is Edwin out there earning it? Writing. Performing. Planning. The strategy. Everything behind it. And for me, that's a plan. A plan for excellence. And I think that's something that we need to aspire to. Don't wait for someone to get a little clap or get a blight. Work for it. Let excellence be your standard. I'm pretty sure that's someone's motto. If it is, I'm sorry. And that's why I admire people like Edwin and all, a lot of the hard-working artists, writers, producers, other people in the industry that aspire to put out that standard. So if you want to get what I have, work as hard as I have, put in as much as I have, so that we can all lift it to another tier. To a higher tier. So salute to all those that put out excellent work. All right. It's now 10 minutes after 3 o'clock. Remember, at 3:30, news comes your way. At 3:33, have Radio School. Uncle Jeff will be joining us. But here's Edwin to heal a nation.
Have you ever had such a feeling? Your country's going down the drain. I've been so busy finger pointing, keep looking for someone to blame. When the lines of communication gradually are wearing down, teachings of an old generation, we don't care much to pass it on. Things like discipline and respect for others, they don't matter all the same. And a new generation lost, and we still don't know who to blame. Give a child all you never had, and not teach about sacrifice. Do I
drunk driving, must I explain? When they think to stop, these things happen. When the next day, these things rise again. That's why they have to sing the same thing. Will we grow? Will we grow? Cast the blame aside and start taking action. Yeah. Will we grow? Can we grow? When it comes to the healing of a nation, we really don't know. No California can heal a nation. To heal a nation for our next generation takes you and me. Oh, terrorism, wars, the conflict, truly hurting our little home. Our economy now is suffering, and we're left to fend on our own. Let's rethink our work, cost of living as a tourist destination. Take the time to start reconnecting with the young people of this land. Government can do only so much. It's our country I'm speaking of. If we chip in and lend a hand for no reason other than love. So we have the drugs and the violence, but this country belongs to us. Will we let them just run it over without even making a fuss? Let's look out at night for our neighbors and make sure they're safely at home. Let the elderly in the neighborhood know that they're no longer alone. From now on, let's use more local products.
Well, the time is now 17 minutes after 3 o'clock. Good afternoon to you. And we have a breaking story. And our Stetson Bob is here. Good afternoon to you, Stetson.
How are you doing, Cash? A news update. The police are at the scene at Payne's Bay, St. James, where the body of a female has been discovered floating offshore. I'm told the body was discovered about an hour or so ago now, floating off the area. Some said the area off the Payne's Bay Fish Market, but I think the police had identified the area specifically as off where the Cubana Monument is located. So just to report that information to you, shared by the police, they can confirm the body of a female has been discovered floating off the beach at Payne's Bay, St. James, about an hour or so ago. Of course, the exact circumstances behind that particular event are unclear at this moment. The police have commenced investigations into that. Some reports indicated the victim appeared to be perhaps Caucasian, but that, as you well know, that has to be determined because there are a number of factors that could affect those particular circumstances. So the police can confirm, and they are at the scene at Payne's Bay, St. James, where the body of a female discovered floating in the ocean more than an hour or so ago. They're now trying to determine the exact circumstances behind that particular event. Stetson Babb, Starcom Network News.
Thank you very much, Stetson. Of course, our newsroom will continue to follow that story and give you updates as they come to hand. So that's our Stetson Babb telling us about the discovery of a female body by the Barbados Police Force. And of course, more information to come your way.
Come to the Summit Center in Huddersfield Turning St. Michael for your top quality rehab and home care products, rentals and services. They are open from 8:30 till 4:30 Monday through Friday and from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturdays, supplying Barbados with a wide selection of braces, wheelchairs and walkers, diabetes, respiratory and orthopedic supplies. Call them today at 426-7162. The Summit Center, guiding you to the peak of health.
Hello? Reading up, people? This is Missy the Mosquito. I want one to know that I could. I moved next door by Mary. And she got the whole place pulled down looking for me mosquitoes. Me just be playing hide and seek with she. So as she left out here, we just waited she back inside and ring her butt in she and fly back home fast before she could find me. You should see she tearing up the place, checking buckets, turning down bottles, and checking whatever tires she got at she. And not once she didn't take the look inside the plants. Look, we got me on star whole party in these plants. And when Mary day looking about the place, guess what we drinking? Bloody Marys!
Potted plants and plants which can hold water, like bromeliads, are prime real estate for mosquitoes. Check plants in and around your home and empty trays that collect water. Call the Mosquito Complaints Hotline at 536-4163 for assistance. Take the bite out of dengue. A message from the Ministry of Health and Wellness and the Barbados Government Information Service.
B.O.B. Courtesy Garage, win big in association with Standard. For your chance to win this Hyundai Grand i10.
Plus $10,000.
That's right.
That is mine.
Free insurance coverage for 1 year. Compliments co-operators, general insurance. You must listen for the win big sounder. Heard on only Starcom Network Station. COB 92.9 FM. Hot 95.3 FM. Life 97.5 FM. And The Beat 104.1 FM. Write the date, time, and station you heard the sounder and write them and your contact information on your entry forms or at the back of your receipts, which you will receive from our shopping partners on our shopping list. Drop your entry forms or receipts in entry boxes at approved shopping locations or at Nation Publishing Fortable or Starcom Network River Road. Check our social media pages or StarcomNetwork.net for more details. Keep listening for where to shop and enter to win big with VOB, celebrating 40 years in 2021.
Oh no!
two of them have a combined total of 12 Road March titles. Just the two of these guys. Five for Edwin and seven, an unprecedented seven for Griner. Kings of the Road, no doubt about that. After that, yeah, Lyric has four. I think after that, I don't think anyone has three. A couple of twos in there. Two for Bag, I think. Two for Blood, Mikey. Who else has two? Ras Siley has two. Two for Allison. It's fireworks. Remember our guest this afternoon, the General Edwin Yearwood. Pick of the Crop, yep, he has that. Party Mourner, he's had that. Road March, right, I just mentioned, five of those. Sweet Soca, yeah, he has that as well. Over 30 years at the helm of one of the top bands, Crossfire, taking our music to the world. Tracy in Coventry, good afternoon to you. Well, good evening to you over there.
Go. Find out.
6 minutes after 4 o'clock, good afternoon to you. Fireworks brought to you with the kind compliments of Best Indian Waterproofing. Best Indian Waterproofing. Remember, waterproofing means us. Call us today, 271-4933. And Rotoplastics Barbados Limited, manufacturers of the Tough Tank Water Storage Tank and your tank installation and maintenance specialists. Also, distributors of the Pentax Water Pumps. Now, I started to go through some of this gentleman's accomplishments, and I know who sent me to go and do that there, because then somebody said, but you know, you forget this. But to just save face, and so you know, there's no confusion or anything. He win everything. What? Just name a competition and he won it. So that way everything is covered. Let me welcome to Fireworks the general himself, Edwin Yearwood. Good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon to you, my brother.
Man, good to have you on the inside again. It feels like quite some time.
It's been a while. Yeah, I remember the last time. It's been a while.
And the last time was a mistake too.
You see, your life is good.
But it seems like we're seeing that a lot now. It's been a long time. It's been so long. I mean, what are you missing the most?
Working.
Yeah.
I'm missing working.
Yeah.
I'm missing being able to be amongst people, to interact with people. Those kinds of things, the human element of it, you know. But I've gotten too much rest, you know. But I mean, there's nothing good about COVID-19. But sometimes, when you look deep enough, there's some things that you should reflect. You know, I think it brought people closer together than from a distance.
Mm-hmm.
In many ways, you know, there's a lot of people that recognize that no man is an island, and nobody can do it all on their own.
Well, you know what? I think that's brought up in your song Resilience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talk about what COVID did to us. But, you know, then there is that bright side. There is that light at the end of the tunnel.
Correct.
Yeah. But, Ben, I mean, and you had so much time. You mentioned you had a lot of time to rest. But a lot of time to rest also meant that you had a lot of time to write.
Not necessarily. I write from inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say that I necessarily had a lot of time to write, because things just keep happening.
Mm-hmm.
So when you write something and feel you got something, other things happening, you just ball up that paper and like, let me go again. Yeah. So it's a confusing time, but for me to see the country starting to settle is quite heartwarming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the country started to settle.
But you say, you know, you start to write, but then there's something else that comes up. You know, you're waiting for that inspiration. So when do you feel satisfied that, okay, I've found something to settle and write on?
Sometimes when something hits you, it takes you. For me, writing is more or less not just the melody coming, not just the music coming. The idea and everything, for me, everything comes almost at one time. Mm. So if I said that I want to write about the number 9, everything comes one time. You know, I what I do is, well, I can't do it no more with the gas prices, but what I do is, I would get in my car,
man, listen,
and I would drive up and down Barbados.
Just so you know, if Edwin talk about gas prices, I'm just saying, all
right. I ain't sure where he going with this.
But yeah,
I ain't sure where he going with this. But I would get in the car and I would drive up and down, or I would go on the beach and just walk with the headphones on, and you know, walk to a rhythm depending on what feeling, depending on what the song that I'm trying to write, what it gives me,
because
I don't force it. I don't force anything. So whatever it gives me, then I work with that. So. Like my daughter would get in the vehicle and recognize that everything quiet and she can't touch the radio. Don't do it. You might go walk home.
You turn into Chris Tucker. Don't touch the Blackbatch radio.
Don't. There you go. I get on worse than him.
Wow.
Because once that radio off means I'm in a zone and I'm waiting. Mm. Right. You only get draw home. Keep quiet.
Poor child.
Yeah. But yeah, that's it for me in a nutshell. In terms of writing, especially in these times. These times, well, anyway,
When this time of year comes around, they're waiting for that song. Uh-huh. They're waiting for the next hit song from Edwin. You've become that hit machine, hit making machine.
Where
you
come out, making machine.
But it is what it is. You know, the accolades speak for themselves. You don't have to say it. You know,
get true.
You know, but then you know, and you seem to always have the song for the moment. I remember when we were really getting into the thick of things, and you released "Bridge Over Troubled Water." Mm-hmm. You know, a song that you thought was apt, a song that was ready for the moment. Mm-hmm. You know, when there are several points in our history where we can see you brought that song. Was that the situation with Resilience, where you said, "No, if I am bringing a song out, it has to be a song that really reflects what's happening now?"
Well, I wanted to say something, so the song came out of wanting to say something, and I leaned towards that song from the standpoint of, I thought that we needed to know that we'll be okay at the end of the day, you know? That we can make do with what we have, we can make do with everything that is before us at this point in time until we can do better. Because I believe that things will pick up in life, you know? But I know, like, there's so many people out there that facing the ideas of suicide and, you know, heavy depression and stuff through this, because it's something that none of us have ever dealt with before, you know? And it will affect us in different ways. It will affect people in different ways. So we can't look at that and underestimate it in terms of depression and that kind of thing that's going on.
All right. Resilience, that's the name of the song. We'll take a quick listen to it. The General is here this afternoon. If you have your questions, comments, anything, of course, you can give us a call. 434-1790. WhatsApp 266-4862.
Nothing like this, never witnessed something like this. 2020, bubble we up, bad, 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 bad. Ox we down, bad, 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 bad. It tested the fate, and it shook us like an earthquake. Ox we down, bad, 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 bad. Break me heart, bad, 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 bad. We will dust off ourselves and pick up the pieces and make it work as is. So if we zoom in, we zoom in. Zoom, zoom, zoom. In the bubble, we bubbling. Oh yeah. We will make it work.
Said, you know what, I don't think he should say it. Shook us like an earthquake, you know. Seeing what we went through over the past year or so, I mean, we had the COVID, we had the volcano. You really want to call up on an earthquake, though? I mean, yeah, we got the resilience, but I don't know if you want me tested, you know. That's all right, you know.
It could have been worse.
You know, that
it could have been worse, trust me.
I was having a discussion, and someone said, you know what? If we were watching a movie, and the movie was about this virus that crippled the world, and then in the middle of the movie, a volcano erupted. We was troops and say, man, listen.
Yeah, it's true.
What foolishness is this?
Go back to the drawing board with that.
This ain't right. This ain't real.
But don't forget to add in that only me and you would have survived in the end.
Man, look, it's something. I have someone, and she said, can you pass this message? I said, no. You can say what you want to say to Edwin. Hi, good afternoon. Hello. But she wanted to talk to Edwin. I know she ain't there anymore. Hello, good afternoon. Okay, good here. VOB, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
Not bad. Is Larry Mayers Andrew here?
No, Larry Mayers and Andrew. You got two handsome gentlemen here, Edwin Yero and Cashy Brown.
I was wondering, she think I look like Larry Mayers.
Listen, Larry will be in tonight, okay?
Oh, he'll be in tonight.
Yes.
What time?
He'll be in at 7 o'clock, all right?
At 7. Oh, yes, thanks please. Very much.
All righty then. I feel a little disappointed. I mean, I understand that. I understand she's missing Larry, but I mean, we're pretty decent fellas, right?
I like it.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Hey, nice
to meet you. No, Edwin, sound your voice. She won't know she is Edwin she's speaking to.
Hi, this is Edwin here.
Edwin?
Yes, please.
Ah, there's Jane Sheila, sister from St. Barnabas and Cheryl.
Hi, how are you doing? I'm good, how are you?
Yeah, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. It's good to hear from you.
I said to you about you, I tell you such a nice person. We were at that part in St. Barnabas.
Oh, you tell people that he's a nice person?
Hey,
I know they got people that do that.
Yes, very nice. Yes.
I appreciate that, thank you.
Yeah, I love you. Now, one time me and my daughter, Janelle, was saying to bed and I showed you, and you remember when you went for your building? Did we get there?
Yes.
Right, I don't forget that. All right, you have a good day, young Cashy. Thanks.
Thank you, you too.
All right, you too.
You have a good day, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Interesting she mentioned that, you know, you're a nice guy and you wait. What was that? You waited for them?
Yeah. They were shouting me. They wanted to meet me, so I just... over and wait by the building and wait for them. Nothing off my back.
Tell me, you see, it's those things that really make a difference. Tell me about the most interesting fan experience that can go on radio at this time.
I think for me, it's not the sweetest thing, but for me, to have somebody come up in a party to you and want to have a conversation, and then you're listening, but you're not listening because you're trying to meet everybody else.
Mm.
But somewhere in the midst of that, you heard, I wanted to kill myself. So you just freak out. So she has your full attention now, and she basically was telling me that, you know, she went through a rough time with husband, family, what's not, over a period of time. And she was basically living on the streets, and she was ready to take her life, and she heard the song Voice in My Head, and it changed her entire... It changed her entire mindset and everything. And she came to the Fed to thank me. And she's not a young person, mm-hmm. but she came to almost every Fed. If they had three Feds that she missed from that period to now, and she would just come and stand up, you know, just come and stand up in the back. You know, when done, come and hug me and say thank you and go. So for me, that was a major experience for me, knowing that the music could affect her to that point where she basically lived again.
Wow.
Yeah, real talk.
That story is one that really, really, one that we got to look at now, because I don't know if you heard.
He's going there.
I don't know if it came up on your social media feed, but there was a rhythm that was going around recently.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. But the conversation surrounding it was the power of music.
Bonnie, and, you here? And listening.
The influence of it. So, I mean, I'm listening to the story you just mentioned. You know, mm-hmm. the lady said, your music saved her life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a voice in my head. Do you see or do you accept that the music has that power then to also have that negative influence? And if so, should we then actively address it?
Music is a very powerful communication, communicating. It's a very powerful thing to have. It's a very strong, I don't want to say weapon, but music is powerful in any form or fashion. And let me address the thing. There are a lot of people I heard saying, you know, I grew up in a bad place. I grew up with bad man. And I grew up in poor places and stuff. And I hear all kind of bad man lyrics. And I never did it, because you never did it. You can't speak for everybody, you know, because music affects people in different ways. And music does. If that's what you're asking, music does have a level of influence. People talk about things like movies. Well, movies is going off shooting and that kind of thing. Listen, analyze the thing. I keep telling people, step back and leave your emotions aside and think this thing through. Huh? Movies, yes, movies having a lot of violence, but in every one of them movies, you hear music. In every one of them movies, there is a theme song towards the violence or the love or whatever else going on that can play on screen, right? Mm-hmm. And it's a soundtrack for a reason, right? And then people fall in love with that soundtrack. You watch movies sometimes that people put on the headphones and get battle ready to go and to rob a bank or whatever the case may be. But particular tunes that they're listening to, not that the tunes make them go and do it, but it gives them that extra ready to roll kind of thing. It gives them the boost, you know. I would never deny that that music has a strong. People live through music, bro. People live through music. Every facet in life, music plays a role. There's a reason for that. Every emotion is attached to some sort of song. You could find songs and say, I remember when this happened and know why it happened. You know what I mean? Because of the song, you know? So for us to skirt around that, nah, man, I understand. I know that people say, well, they got other things going on in the island. They got other things going on with the Auditor General and all kind of things like that. But are these things potentially dangerous enough to take lives? You need to look at it that way. Are you saying that it shouldn't be addressed because there are bigger things going on in your country? I think that could be somewhat a myopic kind of a thing, because at the end of the day, these are things that you could address next week after next, tonight. But something like gun violence, especially with youngsters that are not trained to shoot, that will come out and trying to shoot the fella that do he something last week and miss and shoot an innocent little girl. Anything that you can do to not even give that a little boost is important. That's my take on it. It's important to me for you to sit down and recognize that. Yes, we got a lot of problems we need to deal with in Barbados. But potentially, you don't add fuel to the fire of something like this where a scenario lends itself to the potential of taking lives.
You know what, for me, and I'm all for public campaigning and such, that's all well and good. But there's nothing like a one-on-one conversation. You know, there's nothing like me having that conversation with my son or my friend if I see that they're doing something. Do you have conversations?
All the time.
Yeah?
All the time with people I don't even know, you know? But it's not enough. I think that to get around that, this is what we're speaking about right now, to get around that, you still need to deal with it. You can't get around it. You got to directly deal with it. And we, as a people in general, we got to change our whole mindset about how we approach this thing. Raising children never came with instructions, but there's certain things that you have, you know, you got to be a part of the
children. You spoke to any of the guys?
Yeah, I spoke to Larry the same night.
Yeah?
Yeah. I spoke to all of them. Lead pipe, you know, I spoke to the guys. Yeah, I ended there. For my take, I wouldn't have done it, but I ain't faulting anybody for doing what they do, because music is an art form. And at the end of the day, if you want to spit some lyrics, But at this climate, this time, the whole island is, is gripped in fear from this thing. You know, I wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't have done it. Like, best way to put it.
Yeah.
But I, let me also say that I would, I would urge people to not take this and knock these guys as if they have not made contributions to this country before, as if they've not made positive contributions to this country. Lil Rip, Peter Ram, these guys led by, these guys have been out there traveling, Mole too, you know, and I'm bigging up Barbados, putting Barbados on the map one way or the other, and they've been putting out positive music for a little while, you know, so don't take one song and make it as if these guys don't care nothing about the country. And if you know the guys personally, you also know that that is not so.
And I mean, like, you ever had an opportunity to work with you guys, see most of these guys, so you know where they're coming from, you know, where these guys are coming from. Sorry. All right. That being the case, now, music-wise, what do you think is calling for right now?
The country?
Yeah. What do people want?
Because,
I mean,
we live and let live.
We got resilience right now, but I mean, what do we need?
You're talking about in terms of music?
Yeah, man.
The situation isn't about music. And when we recognize and understand that is when we can come off with the whole music thing as if you're supposed to go in a studio and cater for somebody on a level. You know, I could tell you that I went into schools years ago, and this is where I get my licks. I probably get hit in my pocket for it. I went in schools years ago. I went in Parkinson Secondary School, you know, and the principal asked me to sing Voice in My Head, and they start Voice in My Head, and all the little girls start saying, "We want sugar cane," and they start thinking about the lyrics. I'm like, "What do you tell?" You know, so it made me do some inward looking.
Did you sing it?
No, I didn't sing it. Okay. But it made me do some inward thinking, and since then I have not written double entendre songs a particular way, you know. I would still have written songs, but, and that's just me. I ain't saying that nobody else gotta do it or whatever the case may be. I take my licks, but I prefer to do that, right? At the end of the day, though, poetic license is poetic license. But when you expressing yourself, you're expressing yourself. You can't get away from it. I'm not saying that the main right to you do gun songs, or that they should continue to do gun songs, or we should do gun songs. Well, I'm saying to you that at any day, you know, just gotta be himself or herself, you know, and just let them be themselves. It is us who supposed to look on the tablets and put on PG and parental things on it, and it is us who have to police why son or daughter is up after 9 o'clock, why you sleeping, checking certain things, you know. It is up to us to not hand these youngsters particular video games that adults play. Not because there are a lot of video games that these youngsters play that are really for adults, but we want to give them Christmas gifts. So it's a whole set of mindset that has to change. It ain't nothing just to do with the lyrics and musical lyrics and stuff like that.
I could tell. Lyrics, though. The man's talking. Edwin Yearwood, that's the general. He is not going anywhere. At least I hope he ain't going anywhere. We have more to discuss. But coming up next, we got the news just around the corner. VOB 92.9 FM and Courtesy Garage and Associates Standard present Win Big. The time is now 29 minutes after 4 o'clock. Edwin, listen, that's 26 years ago, 26, 27 years ago.
27, 28, Jeez. Something like that.
Man.
Boy, I don't even remember. I don't even remember when. I know it was released for a conga line and not for Crop Over.
For real?
Yeah, it was released for a conga line. But it was released with Yardie.
Yeah.
So no boy paid no money. I didn't take a go, I said nothing else.
Man.
When Yardie was released, that was released. So people went down the road to Yardie and paid that song no money. So the song left Barbados and came back. And then people recognize it.
Which happens ever
it
so
happens
often.
Often. Yeah, it happens a lot. It happens a lot. It's true.
I mean, aside from the said Pump Me Up that we're talking about, was there a song that you were positive was going to come up, that was going to be a hit song?
I'm never positive about what going to be a hit song. people just ask me about the formula. You know, I don't know formula. Mm. I can never call a hit song. There's some things that hit and you be like, for real?
That's what I'm like.
Yeah, and not that it's a bad song, but you just never expected that one to catch on. And I mean, different strokes for different folks. I remember there are songs that never played here in Barbados that were number one songs in the Caribbean, number one songs in the Virgin Islands, number one songs many places. Mm. Something Greater was a huge song. It's still a huge song in Colombia. You know, I always tell people this story that I was preparing to go to Colombia. We were preparing to go to Colombia. So we called, the guy called, and we asked him, by the way, give me the top five Crossfire songs that we could rehearse a kind of way. And the man all kept starting with Something Great. And I would stop him and say, no, not your favorites. The favorites are the masses. And the man would come, sir, excuse me, Something Greater. I said, no, we don't need to have this. So I got frustrated, but we rehearsed, and I put it on the side as a plan B, you know, not as a part of the set. And we in Colombia, and we doing everything, people enjoying it. And they just decide, well, let me try it.
Try it.
And I call over Rebel, tell Rebel to start the song. Beanie Man was in the audience because he had to perform the next night.
Mm-hmm.
The next night. And when he was drinking something, and when Rebel start the guitar refrain, the guitar thing, the people start to get on so bad, right? Listen, we be like, oh, six times. And I start to sing it. Rebel just ting, 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 ting. Croak on here. Beanie Man look back at the stage and uttered a few things that I can't repeat. And I felt these goosebumps come over me. I felt this coldness come over me. I was like, wow, I can't imagine that this song was this big here. And the song was huge. These Spanish people were singing every lyric, some that Barbadians don't understand.
Mm.
It happens.
Wow.
It happens, yeah.
I mean, I'm sure these are stories that, you know, you can
plenty.
Tell. You should get a book or a documentary or something. You know?
People keep telling me that.
Like, so what's going to happen? That's
people keep telling me that.
I mean, as we get, I'm not going to say you're old, but you've been doing this here for a while, Edwin. I think
you're basically saying that you're old.
Nah,
you've but been it's doing all it for good. A while. I can but, take my know, lashes.
No, I am one of those people that I keep saying we need to properly document things.
Fair enough.
I don't think that we document things well enough. You know, there's a lot of, you remember this, or, you know, or look back at this. Yeah. I mean, thankfully, now there's a lot of video footage of things, thanks to, you know, everyone having their phones and such. But I mean, proper documentation where we can say, look back, and these are the Crossfire files, these are the Edwin files. Mm-hmm. You know, so I can look and I can pull up this file and it shows me, you know, you were in Belgium in what year when you had clothing thrown at you.
clothing.
You really think I was gonna let that play? Like the piece of clothing.
No. Teddy Pendergrass hit your heart out, man.
Man. No, you see, when that piece of clothing came your way.
Clothings.
Oh, multiple.
Yeah.
Multiple. From the same person or different?
No, not the same person. I'd be a little worried if it was the same person. A few people threw the
articles of clothing.
Articles of clothing. Yeah. Yeah. Well,
and scenes.
Hmm?
Oh, okay. Cool. But listen. I want to go back and touch on this topic of lyrics that we were talking about, though. Now, earlier you mentioned, you know, Sugarcane is the last or one of the last songs that you wrote along those lines. And that was a personal decision that you made. Now, you are an influencer. That term that's being tossed around, you know, you could dictate things just by your own actions. Is this something that you think that we should look at doing? Look at the lyrics of the songs and possibly say, okay, we need to clean these lyrics up a bit.
No.
No?
There's so many different, you know, you communicate with people differently. There's so many different types of people. As small as this island is, there's so many different types of people. And I could tell you, I had aunts and uncles that wouldn't curse, but then I had some aunts and uncles that cursed on the place, and you get to understand what they mean. They used to call it power language, and they would say, I would say, what do you mean by power language? And you say, well, I say move from there and he move, but when I say move whatever from there, the move. So people communicate different, and you have to respect that. Certain things will touch other certain people kind of way, right? I think it is down to the people who's supposed to do the policing, you know? It's down to us. Well, me personally, I have my own thing. And I have cursed on records already, let me tell you. I cuss on records already. I do plates for people cussing, right? Because I know and expect them to be in certain places and played where children are not hearing and that kind of thing, you know? What we need to do is, at the end of the day, be serious, play our part. I don't know what parts or the departments in government that's supposed to be dealing with certain things, but get to work at the end of the day, you know. If we need to say, listen, let me clean up here or clean up there, or let me look at how this might be affecting people, let me do it. Let me do some research on it and come up with what we need to come up with. It's not going to happen in a day or a night, but we can't put it on government. We can't put it on the artist itself. We as a people got to come together and deal with it. That's my opinion.
No, how do we as a people come together and deal with it?
Well, I ain't the prime minister, boss. I ain't getting paid them kind of money. No, but I mean, whatever suggestion that you can come up with, I think at the end of the day, you just need to balance it. I think that how I grew up, I believe that the way that I grew up saved me. I believe that I was amongst the guns. I even held one, even had one, whatever. And I was amongst a lot of things, you know? And I never did anything or went wrong, whatever, you know? And a lot of it is to do with the fact that the village is who raised me, you know? There were people who were not afraid to come out and say, boy, put down them rocks. You're doing nonsense. I can tell your mother or whatever, you know? And there were people who were not afraid to come to you and say, listen, I got a 4-H club here, we'll let you to join or whatever the case may be, you know, go down a particular path and that kind of thing. And we need those things. We need community things to happen. We need community projects going on. And this can't all be taken on by government. It's us. We need to raise our children right. We need to raise our children the right way. We need to reach out a bit more. We need to be there for them a bit more. This is a different time. When I was a little boy, the most I could do is go in a corner and sit down and play with combs or whatever the case may be, play with clothespins or whatever, because I had the toys, right? But there's so much information out there. If you don't police the kids now, you know, it's nothing wrong with admitting that we still knew at this, you know? And if we admit that we knew at this, all of us could come together and deal with this. And it's not just Barbados that have this problem, you know? But here in Barbados, all of us could come together and deal with this one way or the other, you know? I don't think that you should stop or try to have artists limit what they basically, their expressions, you know? If your expression is to sing particular, go down a particular road, so be it. I think that you should be smart enough to say, like years ago, there was this thing where I was singing certain things in the tent. And somebody called and said that I shouldn't be singing anything in tent with children in tent. But it was after 11 o'clock. What are you doing in there? Right? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So for me, it's us taking responsibility for our kids more than anything else. It's us really saying, When children come into this world, it can't be about you 100% anymore, you know. It gotta be like at least 70% about that child and where that child is headed. Mm. What you can do to make that child become a part of society that contributes back to society, basically, you know. When we find those answers is when we on the right path. When we start making it about us as parents, when we start making it about us as the individual and recognize that we now have children, we need to raise these children, then we can start the ball rolling.
Well, you know, I think you're hitting all the nails on the head. So, I mean, it's that, you know, we really need to see that involvement, you know, from, it starts at home. Not everyone is going to have that strong.
Start that, because the first thing I can tell you is that Maggie Yearwood raised four children on her own without much money or much help.
Just let me stop you there for a second, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't just winner. All right.
No,
you understand, she's everybody, mommy.
All right, then.
I'm
thank
saying.
You. Thank
all
you. Right. There
good.
You go.
Good.
And what made her my hero was that it was her four children, and there were some children in the neighborhood that were even more poor that she took them in and raised all of we. You know, so when we say A, we got to say B, you know. And to me, it's just that little skinny woman, sheer like crazy. Step out the line then, right? That little skinny woman used to get the pole like He-Man.
Wow.
Right? And I remember seeing her, my brother was 16, and my brother played He-Man, I get vexed and thing. The woman ring a cuff in the chest. Sorry, Erin, I mean to defend you.
We are not advocating cuffing.
No, we're not. But what I'm saying is that she had a no-nonsense approach to what you should be doing and what you shouldn't be doing, you know? What was right and what was not right, you know? Even the borderline, she was in the midst of that. And she would tell you straight, yes, you hear me cursing, but that is for adults. You are not adult, don't bring it.
Don't do it.
Earring in your ear? No, boy, you don't work in the way about here. Good from about here with that. You know, it was that kind of parenting, you know? And I just think that says a lot about the situation that we are in right now. To me, that is my opinion. I think that at the end of the day, if we don't have to get it right. We just have to try it. Once we try it, the repercussions is awesome.
But you know, they can say, man, I can't talk to nobody else try, you know, because you know, the first thing they do, they turn around, you cast there.
You know, but nothing beats a try. I always tell people, I pass through certain districts and I would say good morning, good evening, good night. And people don't answer me for us more for now. They'll say about something nasty. Mm-hmm. And I come back and I say good morning, good evening, good night. I don't stop. You know, I just want to say good morning to you. If you don't want it, that's your problem. But I say it, you know. So for me, you don't give up. You don't. From the time you start with a negative mindset, you're in trouble. You know. If you know that you're not ready for children, left it out. You know.
You know, that's a whole other show there. No?
That's five different shows. But what I'm trying to say at the end of the day is that it cannot be about you after you have kids. It gotta be about a family and bringing up a family. Where is that you want the world to see? Representing the Yearwood family or whoever, you know what I mean? And it goes from there. You don't want that at the end of the day, you bring shame to the family or whatever the case may be. So you got to make it about everybody, not just yourself. From the time a child is born, it's about the child.
Mm-hmm.
That's my opinion.
Indeed. General Edwin Yearwood, speaking the truth, of course, we're going to see if we can take a couple of your calls. I see messages coming in. I'll read some of those messages as well, echoing some of the things that you've been saying throughout the afternoon. We have your traffic beaters today in Beijing history, and I still want to talk about bands, so we can squeeze that in the little time that we have.
Okay.
We'll do that there right after this break. It's Fireworks 2021, the General Edwin Yearwood. He is in the studio with me this afternoon. Four minutes after 5 o'clock, Fireworks brought to you with the kind compliments of West Indian Waterproofing and Rotoplastics Barbados Limited. General Edwin Yearwood, and the calls are lining up, so I can't have you leave and not at least have a few words on some of your fans. So, VOB, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, please. The General is on the line. Go ahead.
I know. I want to congratulate Edwin and tell him that I admire his consistency in his music. And music is uplifting, and you always sing songs for the occasion. And I guess that younger fellows could take a leaf of his book and see where he goes and how he moves, because he's a total inspiration. I'm over 15. I love his music. It's very, very, very inspirational. So I tell you, keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. That was very nice of you. Thank you. I appreciate that. My all touch, right.
All right. Thanks for calling. VOB, good afternoon.
Cashier, good evening to you and your guest, Mr. Edwin.
Yes, sir.
Cashier?
Yes, sir.
Back in the early 90s, right?
Mm-hmm.
Edwin Yeager and his group, they had no started. And they played for a Port Authority function at St. Lawrence Castle. That night, I was awarded. And we remember the night you all played?
Yes, I remember the night.
Right. Wonderful night. I don't really get when I go partying. Don't really when I say go partying. When I go, I don't really get on the dance floor and that sort of a thing.
Till then,
but that night I was enjoying the music to the point where I had to move, and all the Port Authority staff was happy. I was awarded that night with a gold circle with the Port Authority emblem on the dial. That if you see the watch now, it looked like I could just receive it brand new.
Sweet man, sweet.
Yeah.
Let me tell you,
I think that music, Cashy stole my word and I can steal it back from him now. Cashy said that music, I say that music is a great influencer.
Mm.
And it can lead you to the right or it can lead you to the left. Or it can stay in the middle. But I want to say that the weaker you are, the greater the influence of music. And when you're strong. Huh?
Correct.
Yeah. And when you're a strong person, music will have some influence on you, but it will be positive influences.
Correct.
That's the way I see music. And music really, you know, but if a weak person listens to hard rock music, the MPs in New York play, and you know, that can lead you to all kinds of things.
Hmm.
And that's when you're weak. But when you're strong, you hear that music and you don't hear it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I just want to say that music is a strong influencer, very strong influencer, and it can lead you anywhere if you're weak. But if you're strong, you can hold your own with it.
That's what
we want to see.
I respect that.
Keep up the good works, my brother.
Thank you, my brother.
Right.
Keep shining that trophy. We don't know what's going on with that.
The trophy is a circle one.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
today.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
Still a trophy.
Like a gas floor, man.
Yeah, man.
All right.
Okay, my brother.
Okay, right. My brother. Respect.
All right, okay.
All right, 8 minutes after 5 o'clock. Let's just listen and see what's happening on the roads. Sergeant Seward Johnson standing by. Good afternoon to you, Sarge.
Well, I'll deal with the roads first, and then I'll deal with him afterwards.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, no, nothing bad. He knows me, nothing bad. Nothing bad. I know the little fella from the day used to run around in the Clapham area, those years. I'm speaking enough years ago, you know. In the 80s, 83, 84.
Correct.
And we had to keep Clapham quiet.
Correct.
There are some bad boys out there, what we call Seaside, you remember what you're speaking about?
Correct.
Do you understand how long?
Yep. Anyway, long time.
Anyway, good evening again then to all the listeners. It's busy on our streets, so therefore we're asking motorists to continue to exercise due care. No accidents reported, that's good. But however, please take your time as you make your way home. Through Watford Bottom, along Mallorca Hill going towards Norman Niles on Government Hill going towards the Arrowlower Court. Pine Hill was busy. Upper Kalmarock going towards the Wilde area was heavy. Bridge Road and Bathall Crossroad also busy. Spooner's Hill and Green Hill tight, and on the ABC Highway between Warrens, Norman Niles and Busser, there's this build-up. So more this you're asked to be careful. Now before I go, I just want to say to Edwin, I have a hard chance to tell him that, but I have a pastor in New York, the church that I attend to, East New York Church of the Nazarene. His name is Pastor McDonald. He was our friend for years, and he came here in 2000. But he's a guy who's impressed with the youth and everything they do that are positive. And he came here with my sister then from New York. We took him to the boatyard to hear Edwin and Crossfire, and that still remains in his brain until today. He talks about it, how talented the guys are, and he always impressed with Edwin Yeager and everything.
I influenced the good reverend to do some sinning. That's cool.
That's what I'm saying. He's my friend, honestly. And he, honestly, that he was really over the hills. He was just he always enjoyed Crossfire. So he came here a few times. We took him there. And he enjoyed it, my friend. That's in 2000, you know.
Wow. Give thanks, man.
You're good, brother. So, you know, you're in good hands, man. And then, Akashi, yeah. Edwin Yearwood is a household name. For my family, is a household name.
Like salt, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Thank you, my brother.
I keep it up, my friend, and I wish you all the best.
Thanks, my brother. Appreciate
Stay
it.
Stay good. So until tomorrow morning, God's willing, that has been a traffic.
All right, take care, sir. A household name, man. You know? No, no, we ain't called salt. Salt could be two different things. No, actually treat
table me. Salt.
All right, Edwin. No, I wanted to talk about bands. No, I started partying in the late 90s. No, that's when I was allowed to go. But I tracked the bands through the years. You know. But obviously we've seen the fall off in bands. You know, once upon a time, as they'll say, every night, a different band anywhere, maybe even two bands, you know, in the same night or whatnot. Now, I know there are financial restraints and such, but is that the main reason that we're not seeing as many bands?
I can't tell you why you're not seeing any bands. What I can tell you is that when we started, up until like the maybe fourth, fifth year, we were struggling. We didn't have any money. Mm. When we started Crossfire, we had one gig. It was at Discovery Bay where we started that night, 1989, All Year's Night. And that money from the gig hardly ever touched our hands because we were, in those days, bands had to play on a sound system that they owned.
Mm.
So we had to go to A&B and take up a system on hire purchase, the speakers, the soundboard, the drums, everything.
Wow.
And you would perform and you probably left with $30. Get home, that's bus fare and everything to get back to your and everything, you know. but the whole point is that you were investing in something that you believed in,
mm-hmm.
you know. As time went on, a few more gigs came in, but we bought more speakers and more speakers and more speakers. And at one point in time, we had a house in Clapham stocked up with speakers. We eventually sold a lot of them to a particular sound company in Barbados, you know. But what I'm saying is that you gotta want this. You have to want this. You have to wake up and say to yourself, I want to be a musician. The difference with us and most people, we had jobs. I was working at Star Discount. One was working at then Cable and Wireless. You know, guys were working.
Mm.
And we came together and we said, you know, the only way that we can get this done the way we need to get it done, is if we're not working so that we can rehearse during the day, blah, 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 blah. And everybody agreed and everybody came off work without a cent. And there were many weeks you just couldn't, mm-hmm. you know, it was tough. That's the best way to put it, you know. And eventually things started to work for us, more jobs coming in, more exposure, you know, because we wanted that we were tight with what we were doing and that we were believing in what we were doing, you know. And when we hit stage, we knew what we were comfortable. We didn't care if it was two people. We didn't care if it was 20 people. I will never forget. Going into to shipping, John King and Jegna had gone on vacation. And when we get up, it's just somebody said, Cross who? What a better watch for the seven here. And we started to play some soca, and the Rasta man was like, soca? Listen, what a better get some dance soca. No one in here, man. By the time the night done, the men were walking up worse than the girls. You know? Because we believed in what we were doing. Mm. We loved what we were doing.
But, okay. Now, just as with any business, because you got to treat it as a business, you're mm-hmm. looking for a return on mm-hmm. investment.
Mm-hmm.
So, to someone now, in 2021, well, mm-hmm. obviously we understand the circumstances with the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say maybe 2019 situation then,
mm-hmm.
where you are looking to start a band, mm-hmm. but is the atmosphere there? Is there the demand for bands, or do you not have to create that demand?
But you want to hear something? There weren't demands in our time. There were so many bands.
Mm-hmm. Right? So the environment was there for bands then?
The environment was there for bands from the standpoint of you could play, but most bands were playing for free at open-air concerts, believe it or not. Most bands were playing at open-air concerts. There was a band called Pyramid that used to, just across from here, there used to be some, an event that they would, before Crossfire, that they would put on, and a lot of young entertainers would come on and sing with the band and that kind of thing, and people just had a good time for free. They had one a little further down where City Center is now, you know? There used to be a lot of these things, just like in the days of when Peter Ram and those guys used to be on the trucks for free, you know what I mean? They would be on the truck, the truck would roll up in a community, and about 6 or 7 dub artists chant for the whole day, you know? Dub is the force, dub, you know? And the community loving it, you know? And you start there, that's how those guys made their name, you know? So you got anybody that come into it and go from point A to point Z in a hurry, my hat's off to you. But otherwise, just like how a basketball player has to practice and practice and practice, just like how a football player has to practice free kicks and practice free kicks and practice free kicks, you got to practice. Mm-hmm. You can't get away from it. You got to practice your skills. You got to practice dealing with people, because you really in a position of human resources, you know. You on stage and got people with different emotions in front of you. You got to find a way to learn to deal with them. It's not about you. It's about them, you know. All that kind of mindset and that kind of approach, you know, mirroring where the person that on stage side of you dancing and basically not looking at them, but still looking at them to find out what they're doing, so that you don't go to sync or whatever the case may be with them, you know. There's a lot of things in this thing that we had to learn. And when Phil Phillips came aboard, the first thing that we did, we saved some money and rented a beach house down on Brandon's then. And we would stay there and rehearse for hours. And we had this sign, Phil had this sign put up that had everybody vexed. No girlfriends allowed. No girls in here at all. If not, the little money you get, you can get fine.
Wow.
Right? So I ain't really want to tell you how that worked out. What I can tell you is that we learned our lessons. That's the best way to put it.
But we got a lot of work done. Were you fined?
Me? No, I was never fined. No, I was never fined. I was never fined or found, whatever you want to put
You weren't fined because you weren't found. Listen, Edwin, we're going to come back and wrap things up. I can see if there's anything you want to touch on before we say goodbye.
We continue a little bit more, just a little bit.
Well, it's now 23 minutes after 5 o'clock. That thing gone on hard. Like it chip into one Crossfire song.
That's a good one.
You got to be fit, yeah.
That's a good one.
You got to be fit. I mean, big up Daddy Biggs. Daddy Biggs had his virtual party yesterday on Hot. And, you know,
that's awesome, yeah.
Man, listen, I jump up and set 25 minutes. Man, so kind of tired.
It was awesome. He got more energy than I thought he had.
Well, he
jumped me.
He complaining about his knees, though. He's like, when last they do that?
You see, he gonna come from back in the day across Crossfire Square One. Man. If he come from back in the day across Crossfire Square One, he ain't gonna have any issues. We always used to work out. That was part of the regimen. Part of the regimen was exercise, discipline, exercise. You had to exercise. We would be on the garrison every weekend, going through certain things. You had to do it. But I touched that because I wanted to touch back on the whole bands thing quickly and say, you know, things have changed a lot. Where today, If Barbados is completely open and safe, and you had particular fets, the fet is going to bring like 6,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
And once that fet has 6,000 people, basically the rest of Barbados shut down. They ain't happening. Whereas Crossfire and Square One used to be, Crossfire was at Festival Village on Spring Garden, and Square One was at Ringbank City, just across from Spring Garden, literally 3 minutes walking distance from each other. Mm-hmm. You could hear each other singing or performing. And either group had 10 to 12,000 people when the night come. In that place, you must be too young. But in those places, literally had side by side 12, 10,000 people each. 8,000 tonight, somebody got 12,000. 12,000 tonight, somebody got 7,000, 8,000.
So what going on? What really happening? Where are the crowds? Because, I mean, we have more people. We got more people than we had back then.
First, let me start with the fact that the prices, the prices today, murder, you know?
But I'm going to tell you that he got charged a certain amount to get back your money.
But it doesn't take away from the fact that some of the prices are real high still. Prices high, you know? And I can understand there will be different overheads. There are different things happening now than then, you know?
More permits and everything.
Yeah, permits, safety and that kind of thing, security.
Yeah.
You got a lot more security than you had then, and that kind of thing, you know? Back then, one policeman was scared 10,000 people. You know, no, it can take 10,000 policemen to secure two people.
Yep.
You know? But it was still, at the end of the day, I think it was people who were really supporting and into soca music more. That, a swelling of young people that was, it was amazing. When you could have these two bands going to some place like Guyana, because as far as I'm concerned, Guyana is more dancehall than Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
And having for like six weeks, all top 10, all number ones on the charts. And then with the Beanie Mans and them following you. You used to skip and think when you get there, you used to be like a little child, la 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 la, I got number one song kind of thing. Because you would never believe that in Guyana, of all places, that you would have a top song, or in the same Jamaica, you know? So to me, it said a lot about young people being reintroduced or introduced more so to soca music then. I'm not so sure that's really happening now.
Listen, somebody here said, enjoying the interview, part two.
Why not? There's a lot to talk about, so why not? We miss out a lot of history, so why not?
All right, so there you have it. We
have a part two, yeah.
I can make sure we got a part two. And we got something called, I don't know how I'm going to rope him into it, but it's going to happen. Know that you mentioned it. There'll be a part two. So, but all right, so... I see this green band. So that means that you left the island. You went. Was there a gig?
I have nothing to say on that. I see if.
I ain't talk that there, buddy.
I see if. I want to shout out. No, you see it overseas. I want to shout out Tracy from
Coventry.
Yeah, yeah. I want to shout out Vicky Crossfire and all the Crossfire ladies. I want to shout out Carol Lockton, New Hola Parkinson, Old Scholars Lockton, Julie Lockton, Peng Lockton, Amala Lockton, Jada Lockton. Somebody just got Biggest Fan Lockton, Carrion Lockton, Bonnie Lockton, Baylan Crew Lockton. A lot of people Lockton. I can't call all of them.
All right, yeah. Can't call. I mean, listen, right now, let me say a good afternoon to Gil. Gil saying that I don't appreciate her. Gil, you hung up. But, you know, anyway. Thanks to everyone that called and messaged. I will try to get through. Let's see. I think it took me 30 seconds. Let's see. Ultimate Party is a lost hit song, masterpiece. They also had a band hosting Long Gap. Yeah, you heard that?
Still have.
There you go. Say good evening to evening. May God continue to bless you and be positive. Stay safe. Peter Miller here. I've tracked Edwin's progress from the time he entered the Richard Stout Teen Talent. I sat next to a lady who remarked that he was a sweet young fella. Enough respect to Edwin. This is not going to let you know that as much as a voice in my head saved me from trying to take my own life, something greater also helped to seal the deal.
Who's that?
Okay, it's Radican.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. I wish more singers would sing more spiritual healing songs with uplifting conscious lyrics.
That's awesome. Wow.
Edwin, thank you very much, my brother.
Thank you, too.
We're going to make part two happen.
No problem.
Alrighty, good. Edmund here with joining us this afternoon for Fireworks. Fireworks, of course. Big thanks to all involved, all that called, all that messaged us today. And we, of course, must thank our sponsors, Fireworks, brought to you the kind compliments of West Indian Waterproofing. West Indian Waterproofing. Remember, waterproofing means us. Give us a call today at 271-4933 and Rotoplastics Barbados Limited, manufacturers of the Tough Tank Water Storage Tank and your tank installation and maintenance specialists. Also, distributors of the Pentax Water Pump.